Good day and welcome everyone to Power Bytes. I am your host, Lou Signorelli, and Power Bytes is your destination podcast for power generation conversation. As always, please know how much we appreciate you, our listeners. We hope you find our topics both helpful and interesting. There are several ways that you can get in touch with the show. You can send us an email at powerbytes, that's power, B-Y-T-E-S, at cat.com. Visit us at Cat Electric Power on Facebook or LinkedIn. If you enjoy your time with us today, please remember to subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You know, you can't turn on the TV today without seeing stories about alternative energy. In industry, the desire to lower carbon emissions has never been greater. In an earlier episode, we spoke about a few alternative fuels that are available today to those that desire to lower carbon emissions. Today, I'm excited to take that conversation to the next step and cover fuels of the future. Let's take a look at the fuels that are out there in the distant horizon and what they might bring. Returning to the Cat Electric Power Hotline for our conversation today is Hind Abi Akar. Many of you recognize Hind not only from our recent podcast on fuels of today, but Hind was also a featured speaker on one of our Caterpillar 2020 webinars where she spoke about different fuels and their applications. Hind received her PhD in material science from the University of Alabama and has been with Cat for 25 years. Hind is presently a lubricants and fuels technical expert. Hind, thank you for joining us again.
Hey, thank you, Lou, for having me again on the Power Bytes podcast. This is an exciting and interesting time to be in the energy business with all the potential opportunities to make the world better and more sustainable.
And with all the talk about reducing carbon emissions and carbon neutrality, what do you see as some of the fuel possibilities?
This is an important question, Lou. We have discussed in a previous podcast the current alternative fuels, biodiesel, renewable diesel, and their blends. And we have been supporting our customers use these fuels for a few decades now. Parallel to these efforts, we are working on several different classes of alternative fuels: hydrogen, methanol, ammonia, DME, which is dimethyl ether, are probably the most often discussed and are in various levels of development.
So, Hind, I know today that Cat engines can blend hydrogen into our gas engines, for example. Why is hydrogen on our list of future fuels?
Yes, interest in hydrogen as a fuel has existed for a while, as early as World War I for self-sufficiency reasons, and has gained even more attraction lately. Use of hydrogen as a transportation fuel has many challenges, though. Low energy density, difficulty to store, and flammability and safety are major hurdles. Also, pipeline transportation is complicated by hydrogen incompatibilities with some common materials, such as hydrogen embrittlement of steel. Interestingly, though, while we are discussing hydrogen as a fuel, keep in mind that hydrogen is an energy carrier that can be used to store, move, and deliver energy produced from other sources. And this area is quite attractive. Let me give you an example. When solar or wind renewable power sources are overproducing, such as on sunny or windy days, one way to store the extra power produced is to generate hydrogen. Basically, the extra power can be used for water electrolysis, and the hydrogen produced can be stored and can be used as a carbon-free fuel or zero greenhouse gas fuel.
That is very interesting, Hind. Is there work going on to better understand how to transport the hydrogen then?
Yes, there are multiple considerations, including blending it with other fuels such as natural gas. In fact, it is being considered in Europe to blend green hydrogen into the natural gas pipeline, with trials running currently in Germany and Italy. The benefits would be utilizing the excess renewable power generated to reduce carbon dioxide emissions from natural gas utilities. Using the natural gas pipeline for hydrogen transport has also been proposed as an interim solution for a dedicated hydrogen pipeline.
That's fascinating. What considerations are there when using hydrogen in combustion engines?
As a fuel, hydrogen is ignitable in very dilute mixtures. In the engines, this means very lean operation, which is burning the fuel with excess air. The result is lower combustion temperatures, which lead to decreasing NOx emissions. Now, high dilution rates, either with air or EGR, are necessary with hydrogen to slow down the flame speed and the rate of pressure rise in the combustion chamber and to meet emissions. One important question for use in combustion engines: how do you carry hydrogen in a vehicle? That is the safety concern mentioned earlier. Hydrogen must be compressed in expensive high-pressure tanks, which by itself requires energy to compress and requires advanced storage technologies.
So, Hind, you also mentioned ammonia. Can you tell us a bit about ammonia as a fuel source and where it comes from?
Mm-hmm. Ammonia is NH3. It has no carbons and it has high hydrogen content. Theoretically, ammonia appears attractive as a fuel. However, ammonia has some drawbacks: low energy density and undesirable combustion flame characteristics. If injected in the intake or upstream, ammonia displaces a lot of air compared to natural gas. And if it directly injected in the cylinder, the evaporation lowers the in-cylinder temperature drastically, making ignition difficult. Also, ammonia's toxicity at low concentration makes handling ammonia a safety concern.
Okay, I'm confused. So why are folks even talking about ammonia?
Compared to hydrogen, ammonia is easy to store, easy to compress and store as a liquid under pressure. So for this reason, ammonia actually has been investigated as a hydrogen carrier for fuel cells, because it is easily decomposed into nitrogen and hydrogen through a splitter or cracker. And these splitters and crackers, there are multiple solutions for these types of technologies, ranging in effectiveness and cost, of course. In fact, some researchers use a heated catalyst to dissociate a small percentage of ammonia into hydrogen to help offset some of ammonia's poor combustion traits, such as a low flame speed and high ignition energy. Most ammonia internal combustion engine research has been done with hydrogen enrichment or another fuel.
Boy, I'm glad you took us through that. Sounds like there's a lot of interesting work going on in this area. And we always like to hear about new developments, but in the end, it seems to always come down to economics. What can you share with us about the cost of such fuels?
That's certainly a very important point. As these fuels are still far out, we really don't have a firm number. Indications at this time show levelized hydrogen production cost of $1.25 to $3 per kilogram. When compression, liquefaction, and transportation costs are added, the cost range becomes $12 to $20 per kilogram of hydrogen. Much of the cost is due to compression, liquefaction, and distribution. An example: production costs for gray hydrogen are quite lower. Gray hydrogen, of course, is the hydrogen made by steam reforming of natural gas. Now, ammonia is a bit more difficult because today it requires a secondary fuel for ignition. Suffice it to say that it's more expensive of the two alternatives.
And I think everyone would expect new fuels to be more expensive, and as they are become more commercially adopted, that price will come down. Would you agree?
Certainly. Once these fuels are more widely adopted than today and start propagating in the market, the economics of scale may influence the costs and hopefully make these options more economical. We need to expect, though, that development, establishment of the distribution network, proof of concepts, and field evaluations in engines would require time and resources, adding to the uncertainty of estimating costs of these fuel technologies.
There you have it, folks. I'd like to thank you, Hind Abiakar, for joining us today and sharing your insights. And thank you, our listeners, for listening to Power Bites. If you'd like to suggest other topics for the program or have some feedback to share, please write us here at Power Bytes, Power B-Y-T-E-S, at cat.com, or visit us at Cat Electric Power on Facebook or LinkedIn. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Till next time, thanks for listening to Power Bytes, and have a great rest of your day.